If you love dogs and you like to golf, we're going to combine those things this weekend, this Sunday, for Manitoba Underdogs Rescue. We talk with Tara.
Hello.
I'm sorry for such a short notice, but I just had talked to my promo guy, Mac, and he's like, oh, yeah, you know, Mark and Dilly are golfing in the Manitoba Underdogs golf tournament. I'm like, well, I better give Tara a call.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I appreciate it. I know, I'm excited that Mark and Dilly are coming.
And it's the fifth annual?
Yeah, our fifth annual golf tournament already, which is crazy.
It's like,
this thing flies by when you're having fun.
It sure does. So for people that maybe aren't familiar with Manitoba Underdogs Rescue, can you tell everybody what you do?
Yeah, so Manitoba Underdogs Rescue is a fully volunteer-run rescue. Currently, there's over 100 dogs in care right now that we have in foster homes, and we're very lucky to have the fosters that we do and the volunteers that we do to be able to continue to, you know, do fundraising events. And I mean, at Manitoba Underdogs, we're all about the underdogs, continuously getting calls from, you know, remote communities that need help.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, without our group of Manitoba Underdogs and the fosters and volunteers, we're not able to do what we do. So, you know, with over 100 dogs in care, that obviously adds up quickly.
Sure does.
That's why we do, you know, fun events like the golf tournament and bingo nights and just, you know, fun fundraisers to be able to raise money for the dogs in care.
And is that an unusually high number or is that an average?
It's definitely higher than normal. I mean, COVID times kind of, you know, we couldn't even keep dogs in care.
I know.
That time. They were just flying off the website. But, you know, post-COVID and, the returning of dogs, unfortunately, and just people's, you know, circumstances and situations changing, it's a lot.
It is.
I mean, some of these dogs in foster care have been in care for 3, 4, 5 years already.
Oh.
I know, and it's heartbreaking and it's sad. And I mean, when we're getting those calls from up north communities to, you know, help a dog, we have to have fosters that we can rely on to be able to bring them in, you know, being a volunteer-run rescue.
Yeah.
So again, over 100 dogs, the cost of vetting, you know, a lot of them are medical cases. They need surgery. There was parvo that went through some of our dogs. So it adds up quick, and that's why we're hoping that everybody, you know, if they want to support, they can come out and do it in a fun way and come to the golf tournament this weekend.
So we've got spots open is what you're telling me.
We do.
Okay.
There are still some registration spots. So it's coming up this Sunday, which is August 20th. Tee off time is at 11 a.m. and it's at Maplewood Golf Club, which is in St. Pierre Jolie. We do still have some sponsorships available as well.
Perfect.
And we're always looking for, again, just being able to connect with people and just getting the word out about Manitoba Underdogs and just trying to raise money for the pups while we do so.
Well, thanks again, Tara. You and your volunteers, what you do to help out the dog population here in our province.
We all do this because we have a love for animals and we want to help all these dogs in need. And I mean, the golf tournament is always a lot of fun. Last year was my first one being involved with the rescue, and I couldn't wait until the second one.
You said you got a hole-in-one is what you said?
Yeah, sure. We'll say that.
It was my first one. I got a hole-in-one. It was fantastic.
Yeah, right? I was the best golfer there.
So where's the best spot for people to find you?
So any of our social media, so Manitoba Underdogs, it is on our website as well, so manitobaunderdogs.org. And then on the events page, you are able to sign up that way.
Perfect.
We're here, and we'd love for you guys to come out and help support our underdogs.
Yeah, it's a great organization. Highly recommend donating if you can.
We appreciate it. And you guys have been huge supporters of the rescue along with Energy. And, you know, we appreciate your partnerships more than we know. So we're looking forward to seeing you guys this weekend.
And keep your eyes on Mark and Dilly there, okay?
I don't want to see, I'll have to send you footage of their golfing and we'll see how they do.
Mark tends to kind of, I don't know. How did that ball get there, Mark? Hey, I don't know.
Right? It should be a good time. I'm looking forward to it.
Tara Maslowski, thanks again from Manitoba Underdogs. This Sunday, Maplewood Golf Club in St. Pierre Jolie.
Thank you.